You're listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt, psychic medium, licensed teacher, and energy healer, with more than 12 years experience working with clients and students from all over the world. You'll receive messages that'll show you how to manifest a life you truly love, from empowering personal development to discovering your very own inner magic. The secrets shall be revealed. All right, welcome. You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. Now, I'm trying something totally new. I'm actually recording my very first YouTube video along with the podcast, so we're going to see how this goes. I've actually been practicing as a psychic medium. I've been practicing going into even a deeper trance than what I am used to going into. And practicing, meaning I have actually connected with an instructor or mentor who has been doing this for, I think he said, over 30 years. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a deep breath. So if you're watching this on YouTube, then you can witness the whole raw experience of all of this on footage. If you're listening on the podcast, this is going to be just as powerful. So I hope you're listening closely. Now, as far as the topic goes, I actually don't know what the topic is going to be. I think it's going to be interesting. Going into a trance, I'm still completely aware of what's going on. I do ask to speak with spirit, and the topic that is coming to me now is to understand how you can maintain faith in yourself, and your goals and your aspirations and your dreams and all of these things that you have in your mind and your heart and your soul. And when you have to maintain faith, what that means is that you're probably feeling as though something is going to go wrong, something's not working out, things are just mumbled and jumbled, and you're starting to go a little stir crazy. And I'm talking like you've been working on a project for really long, or maybe you're trying to work on yourself for self-healing, or maybe you're trying to focus on your family. Whatever it is, you're working towards a goal of some sort, whether you're consciously aware of it or not. But when you have to focus on maintaining your faith, that's when probably things are getting a little chaotic, or you're feeling that way. And so let's see where we want to go with this. So maintaining faith is believing in yourself. It is not giving up. It is seeing the results without having all of the details. And seeing comes from your mind. Seeing comes from visualizing. Seeing comes from feeling into it as well. So you can actually feel and see and experience the whole thing, the whole outcome as well, with your mind, with your visualization. And so when we want to maintain our faith, this is stemming back to our roots, in that we don't want to give up on ourselves. We don't want to give up on our projects and our goals, especially if they come from the heart and the soul. And so how can you maintain faith? How can you maintain faith? How can you sustain this sense of believing when all else seems to be failing? And I think this topic has been brought up just now because I'm in the midst of like going and going and going with my business and with what I'm trying to do. And perhaps you feel the same. And it's like, no matter what you're doing, it's like you're taking 3 steps forward and then 20 steps back, 3 steps forward and then 10 steps back. And it's almost like all of this is, it feels like it's not working against you, but it's almost like what you're doing is not really coming out. It's not rolling along. It's like you're doing all of this. You're doing everything right. You are maintaining the faith because you haven't given up, right? But it's also like, where do you stop? Is this a failure? Do you keep going? And I share this with you because I'm human as well, and you are as well, and it's all an experience, right? And I'm learning to observe myself, not necessarily in this moment, but now that I said it, I am, which throws off my flow a little bit, but that's okay. The more that you observe yourself, the more that you take yourself out of the midst of the chaos, the more that you can allow yourself to experience what you're experiencing without letting it overcome your entire being without letting it become so overcoming. You know, sometimes when you're feeling stressed, for example, and it's like you're trying to maintain control, and yet at the same time, you feel like you're going crazy. And it's like you want to have patience with those that you love, with the project, with the moment. You want to have patience, and you're like holding it all in, and you feel like you're going to burst from the inside out. And this is actually what I talked about earlier as well, with someone else close to me. But I feel like I'm all over the place. But I feel like what this is all about is just recognizing that you're human, just like everyone else. And you might not think that other people understand you. You might not see that they're going through something hard. You might not feel as though someone understands you. Maybe they don't. Maybe they don't understand you. And that's okay. But I think what this is about is like when you maintain your faith in yourself, nothing else matters, because you are the same as spirit. You are the same as the universe. You are the same as this loving energy that is surrounding us all. And that goes twofold. So if you're in a chaotic situation, then you might be feeling chaotic as well. So removing yourself from the feelings, I'm not saying deny the feelings, I'm saying recognize that you're feeling a feeling. Okay, I'm feeling stressed, I'm feeling upset, I'm feeling anxious, I'm feeling nerve-wracked, I'm feeling out of control. Recognize it, and then just observe it and say, huh, it's almost like you're taking yourself away from the feeling, and you're observing it. You're just seeing it. And instead of being in the midst of the tornado of the feeling, you're stepping outside of the tornado and you're looking at it swirling and you're looking at it going crazy, and everything's going crazy internally. And then all of a sudden you see that all the stuff that's in the tornado is starting to drop. Not in a hard way, not in a crashing way, not in a scary way, and it's not being thrown out of the tornado. Instead, it's just being easily released from the tornado. It's being set down on the ground, and all of a sudden you recognize that it's not hurt. This whatever this is inside, it's not hurt. It just needs to be observed. It needs to be taken awareness to. It needs to be heard. It needs to be seen. And it's almost like this inner child, which I feel like inner child work is important, and you can learn more about that, and that'll be a separate podcast. But it's like you can start to recognize that once you start paying attention to your feelings, rather than allowing your feelings to become you, you are separate from them, you are observing them. That might be a hard concept to understand, but once you start doing that, you'll start to see that you do have more control than what you think that you do. And I say this, and it sounds like I'm saying this as if it's so easy, and it will become easy, maybe not at first, but it will become easy the more that you observe your feelings, the more that you observe your situation, the more that you take yourself out of the midst of the tornado and the chaos, and just set yourself on the outside and know that you're safe. And that tornado is not going to get you, because your energy, you're infinite, and you're not really this physical body that we are housed in. Instead, you're just observing it. You are infinite energy. And so that's how you maintain faith in yourself when things become chaotic, is you just recognize that you are the same as one. We're all one. You are an infinite source of loving, healing energy, and you are separate from this physical body. Yes, this is your physical body, and that you want to take care of it in that sense. But ultimately, like for example, when we pass on, or when we die, or when we move on, or go to heaven, or however you want to think of it, it's like you're not really this physical body anymore, because your spirit and your soul is still dispersed out into the world. It's still there. You are still living, in a sense. You are still being liberated. You are still allowing yourself to detach from this sense of needing to attach And hopefully this is making sense. And if it's not, that's okay too, because if you listen to it again, it will make sense. And the more that you trust yourself and trust your feelings and trust your intuition and trust what it is that you're feeling and sensing and hearing and trust this calling that is within you, that is how you will automatically maintain faith. And it's not something that you need to aspire to, like, I need to maintain faith. It's almost like you are just trusting in yourself and trusting in this higher order, but it's also taking action as well, because I think what happens is a lot of times we put so much trust into God or into source or into spirit, however you want to think of it, that we don't take action. And that's not how it works. We are here to create, and however you want to create, whether that's art or a family or create an adventure or create a feeling or create a space or create a design or create a child or whatever it is that you want to create, that is what you're here for, is to create, and not for selfish reasons, but to help others in a sense. And I know that sometimes I can feel a lot of pressure, right? There's a lot of pressure with that. But if you just focus on what it is that you genuinely want to do, and sometimes you might not know what you want to do, then you just need to give yourself a little bit of a break, right? But once you step fully into your passions, then you will begin to trust that, hey, that worked out. Maybe it was a little scary at first, but it worked out. And the more that you trust in this source and this connection with your soul and your heart and who you are and your aspirations, the more that you'll recognize that even if that movement forward, even if that action, even if that thing that you had to do was scary, I find myself thinking after I did it, huh, that wasn't so bad, was it? And it's like I'm talking to myself, hey, Tabitha, that wasn't so bad, was it? And so it's like making the move, taking the motion, making the momentum, and recognizing, oh my gosh, I can get through this. This too shall pass. And in a moment when you feel so chaotic, remember, take yourself away from that feeling and just become an observer of that feeling. So instead of allowing that feeling to completely take over your entire body and your emotions and everything else, take yourself away from that and just observe it. And it's like, huh, okay. And so things become a lot easier for you. And that is how you maintain faith, especially when things feel a little discouraging and a little upsetting, but you continue and you trust in your action, whether that action is to keep moving forward, or that action is to rest, or that action is to let go, or that action is to speak your thoughts in your mind, or that action is to put yourself in a position where you are pushing yourself. Whatever that action is, just trust it, because no matter what, you're going to learn from it. I don't really believe in mistakes necessarily. I feel like they're just a learning moment. You can think of it as a learning moment. As long as you have good intentions, I think that mistakes aren't really mistakes. They're learning moments, and you move forward. And that's how you build up your confidence as well, is taking action and then reflecting on it and then taking another action to keep moving your energy. And that is how you can continue feeling faithful in yourself. So I do hope this was helpful for you. And this will be interesting to watch once I post this on YouTube as well. So bless you. And I always say that to trust in yourself, take action, and trust in the process as well. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.